Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Phantom, Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are moving right along here, and we're doing it the way we do it. I've got Anthony Jaskolski with me. Anthony, obviously the NFL came down right now on the whole entire Mason Rudolph, Miles Garrett, Marquise Pouncey. What's the other guy's name, the other defensive tackle?
Okanobi.
He gets 65. He gets one game. Pouncey gets three.
Right.
Garrett gets the rest of the season. There's fines.
Rightfully so for Garrett.
For both teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw something where did Mason Rudolph get fined, actually?
He's going to face fines, yeah.
Okay. So in your mind, is this way it should have been, or is it the way it should have come out?
Yeah, I knew Pouncey would get suspended. I mean, he's over there, you know, kicking the dude in the head. But he has to. Nobody with a sane mind would say, oh, he shouldn't have done anything. You know, he should have been keeping the peace. I mean, you see something happen like that, and he got to, you know, he saw everything that happened. He saw the entire motion of that helmet going right into the head of Rudolph. Of course he's going to react. That's my quarterback, right? That's my brother. And I thought his actions were justified, but I also think the suspension is justified. You had to come down on him, so three games is probably appropriate, which is really bad for the Steelers, who already have a depleted offense. You don't know when Juju's going to come back right now. Deontay Johnson's bleeding out of his ear. James Conner, that's been a question mark for pretty much the entire season. This offense, Paul, is there going to be anybody left?
That's the biggest thing.
Is there going to be anybody left?
And
maybe people don't understand how important a center is in the NFL or even college anywhere. Your center is, you know, that's if you're going to call your quarterback, the most important guy, the engine, then I mean, your center's the grease, you know? Your center's the oil that keeps the engine running. Goodness gracious, that's a terrible loss for them.
It is. I mean, I think the thing about it is you lose Pouncey, you lose Juju, you lose Deontay Johnson, and both of those are concussions. You don't know if you're getting them back.
Yeah.
James Conner with the shoulder thing. Mason Rudolph was not good last night, but I think when you start running out of players, it's amazing.
He was not good. You know, I don't think, lost in all of that, where I was headed towards, well, you know, as far as writing, while I was sitting there in that press box watching that prior to the whole Miles Garrett thing, but I'm sitting there thinking, the game should not, or let's just say Mason Rudolph should not be so behind the speed of the game at this point in his career. He looks like a guy that's just been thrown out there. Snap of a finger. Just got used to the playbook, Gino just got in here, almost Devlin Hodges-esque, and he's being thrown out there, you know, baptism by fire of sorts. I don't think that's really where he should be right now. I feel like there should be some kind of experience there. He should be up to this speed. It's disturbing to watch him in the pocket, Paul, when he's a thing I noticed, you know, a big play that happened. Luckily, the Steelers recovered it because I don't know who the DN was for the Browns, whenever that ball got knocked out of Rudolph's hand. And I think Foster fell on top of it because the Browns defensive end tried to pick it up and go for a pick six. Anyway, my point is he's hanging on to that ball way too long, but he's not moving. He's not mobile in the pocket. He's stationary. So it just seems like, it seemed maybe not an overconfidence, but maybe it's just like, oh, I'm not going to get touched here. But it seems like almost every play he's about to get slammed, that pocket's collapsing on him. And you almost want to make it an indictment on the offensive line, but then you look at it and you say, man, this guy is hanging onto the ball too long.
Yeah.
You know, make something happen, move just a little bit. This is 2019 NFL. You got to be some kind of mobile with your feet. You got to be able to move.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make the pocket bigger than what he's doing. What I'm saying?
Well, the thing about Rudolph too, though, is
that's where these picks are coming from.
Last night, you know, it was the first night he threw picks. You know what I'm saying? And that was great. I mean, from the standpoint of he hadn't done that before. And if you're not, you know, if he doesn't throw picks, he gives them a chance because of their defense.
But it's a very vanilla-based offense. And you know, another thing, a lot of third and twos, a lot of third and shorts, and you're throwing the ball deep in that game last night. That kind of just baffled me. The play call for third and short was just baffling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure it out. Why are you so afraid to run? Maybe not between your guards, but why are you so afraid to run between at least your tackles? Those holes were opened up. You know, there were holes there last night. When you're running between your tackles, you could see them. They closed quickly. You're banging out 4 or 5 yards on these runs.
Right, but they haven't. That's the problem, though. They're not always hitting the holes the right way and things of the sudden.
Because you don't have a starting running back in the backfield.
Exactly.
Right now. I mean, it's just a total nightmare.
The whole thing is a nightmare. But to me, you look at it from afar. They've got the Bengals and then they've got the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You hope that they can win those two games.
There's nothing
if they do,
guaranteed
they're right back
about
in.
That Bengals game.
No, there isn't, obviously. Nothing. And if they don't have Connor, if they don't have Juju, if they don't – I mean, obviously, it's – you know. Mm-hmm. But my point is they've got some games coming up that you figure if they're trying to get healthy, and they do have an extra 8 or 9 days, you know what I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
So
– do people really want to see this team in the playoffs, though? Okay, let me rephrase that then. Are you really confident if these teams go to the playoffs?
I would like for them to get to the playoffs. It'd be good for them. I think they would lose quickly, but
– miserably.
If they could get to the playoffs, given everything that they've had, I mean, I think it would be a satisfying year in some ways, right?
As good as that defense has been is how awful that offense is.
Right.
And I don't want to just keep ripping on that offense because, it's not all your fault. When you have this much personnel go down in 1 year, there's only so much you can do. And I don't blame that on a coaching staff. It's hard to. Like I said, the play calls were kind of skeptical on third and short yesterday. But you're working with the cards you got. And those cards, they're not higher than a six of spades right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Johnny Holton might have been your top receiver yesterday. He's out there catching flags. That's all he's out there to do.
Yeah.
It was just total chaos. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is right now.
Well, it is, and it was ugly last night. Watching that offense last night was really hard to watch, given what they had. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's, the home of 50 Cent Wings, Monday through Thursday. Also brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. Who's Hot and Cold is brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Call someone you know at AirPro Heating and Cooling. Go to afhvac.com. It is the Fan Late Shift. I am Paul Zeiss, obviously. And I'm here with Anthony Jaskolski from Horse Racing Nation. Also, you are from Pittsburgh Sports Report.
Oh, yeah.
And you do, obviously, a lot of handicapping for us and things of the such.
All that stuff.
You got some picks ready, or do you need another? Man,
I've been pretty pedestrian of late.
Well, that's okay.
You know what? My basketball has been terrible, Paul. Terrible.
Right.
I can't get into season. I can't recalibrate. Well, I can't even calibrate to begin with. I can't get in motion. What's happening?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm missing out on some really easy action. You know what? West Virginia -1. That's one of them. That's one you don't like to let go by. That was a easier pick.
Mm-hmm.
But you move on.
Well,
you move on. You keep walking.
You know, it's funny. I've actually hit a few NBA.
Oh, yeah?
There are actually some NBA. You know what I mean?
Kawhi Leonard, fourth quarter, whatever the over and under is at the start of the fourth quarter for his points, take the over. All this guy does is score in the fourth. Well, when he's playing, when he's not suffering from load management. When he's actually playing.
Yeah.
When he's actually playing, this guy, he's going to give you at least 15 points in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
Check it in. Every time. FanDuel offers it. Live over and under point totals. Kawhi Leonard, fourth quarter. Keep taking over.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing about Kawhi Leonard is he proved last year he's probably the best player in the league.
Yeah, he's winning.
Everybody says about LeBron James, he's the guy, but I.
No, it's Kawhi.
I think Kawhi Leonard. So do you have your picks in order? Or do you want to try and do them? We can do them in the next segment or whatever you
want
to do.
Bang out whatever you want me to. I got picks.
All right. So we'll do Anthony's some of the picks of the week, and then you're going to join me and Kevin for all when we do our pick segments.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go.
Okay, I'm going to take Missouri. Plus 6.5 over Florida. I think they can win this game, but I'm not going to take the money line because I like the 6.5 too much. They're 4-1 home after against the spread. They're 4-1 at home. They're a different team at home. Florida's a different team on the road. You're getting the best of both worlds with this game. It's going to be I feel like it's going to be a field goal game one way or the other.
So that was what?
So that's Missouri.
Mizzou.
All right. +6.5.
+6.5.
+6.5.
This is football, right?
Yes.
Okay. No. I gotta.
This is collegiate football.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead.
WV football.
WVU.
Unless you have a time machine, we can do basketball. WVU football. 13.5.
Plus or minus.
Plus. Okay. When would they ever be minus?
Okay. Well, I don't know who they're playing. Go ahead.
In Manhattan, Kansas, against Kansas State. Again, they could win this game outright.
All right.
But did you see how obnoxious the spread and over and under differential is in the Ohio State Rutgers game? So Rutgers is getting 53 now. Keep in mind this is in Piscataway. Ohio State's going to New Jersey to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's 53, and the over and under is 62. How do you work that?
It's 53, and the over under is 60.
And the over and under is 62.
So they think.
So essentially, you're thinking a 58-0 win is going to suffice.
Well, no, the over under is 62.
Yeah, so you want 58 if you're going to take under,
So if you need, but if you want it over, I mean, you know, 65-10, right? That covers, right? 65-10 covers.
65-10 if you're taking the over.
That's what I mean. If you want the, saying.
What goober is going to take the under in
Ohio
State?
So are you taking Ohio State?
Here's the play I have here for you.
Okay.
Rutgers, I imagine that the team, and it's my fault for not doing the due diligence on this, but I'll check to make sure. Before you put that up there. But whatever the under is on team total points for Rutgers, take the under. I think they're going to get shut. I'm pretty sure they're going to get shut out.
You know what it is? You have any idea?
I got to imagine that it's 6.5. Right. I can't see they'd set it higher.
You have
than
it there?
That. I'm going to look it
up. He can look at it up. Okay. So you like Rutgers under whatever the team total.
Whatever their team total
it's
is.
It's got to be like, it'll be like 8.
You think?
I think they.
If maybe. It's 8, then. Put a down payment. You know, put a mortgage on that.
All right.
I mean, there's.
Look, see if you can find it real quick.
That's going to be unmerciful.
What do you think it is? I mean, I think the thing about it is.
I'd set it at 6.5, Paul. That's where I would set it.
Right. You could probably find it. It's going to be tough to find, though.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking it up right now. So your team total is. Oh, okay. Even better. 4.5. The team total for Rutgers is 4.5.
You're saying take under that?
Under 4.5. Under 4.5.
Wow.
Absolutely. I've watched Rutgers.
They're horrendous, I know.
I've watched them for 3 weeks, unfortunately.
The only thing about 4.5 that would scare me is that.
Yeah, you could get a token touchdown
like,
from
you know,
a punt
you got
return.
You got your eighth stringers in there, and Ohio State's got their eighth stringers in there, and. you know, the A-string running back for Ohio State fumbles on the five or something. I mean, I think it's hard to hold a team under 5 points.
I think Penn Trafford could stuff these guys in the red zone. That's how bad this offense is.
Okay, I get it, but I'm just telling you, it's amazing.
It's really bad. Trust me.
Yeah.
Under, man, under. Okay, so enjoy that one. Syracuse and Duke. Over 51. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Syracuse. I know, I'm just thinking, okay, Syracuse and Duke. I actually can get with that.
Over 51.
Over 51.
Yeah,
okay,
shoot.
That
out
actually
fast.
Makes sense. I mean, I think that could happen. Absolutely.
Okay, here's my big, huge.
Where is that game?
Well, this game is being played at Duke.
Yeah, okay, I like the over there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. Defskies. Okay, here's my big, huge, you crazy, my pick of the week is Baylor, plus 10, and to win straight up. I heard some expert come on to the radio show last night.
You know what the money line
night,
is? It's probably what?
The PM team had an expert come on there and say that they were going to win straight. But I'm telling you, the guy was right. He was absolutely right.
You know what the money line is?
I'm getting it for you right now. Because I believe it traveled up a bit. Boy, do I love Baylor, though. I mean,
I've seen it at 10.5.
This is just not. This isn't, you know, even last year's Oklahoma team. It's a different kind of team we're talking about. Okay, so you can get it right now at plus 320. And that is just a beautiful, beautiful money line. Oh,
all right, plus 320.
Give me Baylor all
Baylor
day.
On the money line. Go ahead. Yes. I like that. I actually kind of like that. I think Matt Rhule's a good coach, man.
Oh, God, yes. That team deserves to be where they're at right now. TCU gave them everything they had, and they still squeaked it out in triple overtime. Incredible game that was. I'm really on their bandwagon ever since. I'm impressed. That's a football team that maybe we're not the best, but like we come together when it's winning time.
Okay.
And we manage to pull it together. I like that. Mississippi, Ole Miss, 21.5 over LSU. This is going to be one of those games where people are like, oh, man, LSU is losing by 2 touchdowns.
Wait, Ole Miss plus 21.5.
Yeah, against LSU.
Okay.
They're going to be like, LSU is about to lose. They're going to mess this whole playoff up. Penn State could still get in. Nope.
All right. Well, I mean, I could see it, the letdown after the Alabama game.
Yeah. It'll be like that, and I think that LSU wins that game between 10 to 13 points.
Okay. I can see that. Something like 31-20 or something.
Higher scoring.
35-24, something
like
that.
Back
okay.
And forth. Now, how about this line right here? This is something that's disturbing. Northwestern is giving 40 points to UMass.
Northwestern -40.
1-8. Northwestern, who has managed to rattle off 6 points in their last 3 games.
So you like UMass?
No, I don't like anybody.
Oh,
I'm just pointing it out
to
you.
Okay. I was going to say, you like UMass?
I'm just pointing this out because I think it's absurd. I think people need to be aware of this.
Okay.
It's -40, Paul.
That's a lot.
Northwestern is all sorts of
bad. Is UMass really bad?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I didn't handicap much of the game, but I just figured it's something to point out. That's kind of absurd. There's something wrong with that. No, my last pick here is Wisconsin. I'll even give you the hook here because I'm that confident in it. -14.5 at Nebraska. That's the last pick.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin at
Nebraska.
At Nebraska.
-14.5.
Yes.
Yeah, Nebraska, you know, that's got Frost.
That's bad news. Well, Martinez got hurt. That kind of shattered.
But I mean, I think, you know, he thought he was going to come take the Big Ten by storm.
Yeah, right, right.
But here's what you find out when you go to pretty much any Power 5 league when you're a guy that was at Central Florida, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One, it's a hell of a lot easier to get up for one big Power 5 game like they did. You know what I mean? Who did
right.
they beat? And they beat somebody. I forget who it was. It's a hell of a lot easier to do that than to have to do it week after week after week. The other thing is, theoretically, and it doesn't always hold true, there are some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, the best coaches are in the Power 5.
Of course.
So you know, you're going against a bunch of guys who are really good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever you want to say about Paul Chryst, he's a really good football coach with a lot of experience. The guy at Iowa, what's his name? Come on, help me out. The guy from Upper St. Clair is at Iowa.
Kirk Ferentz.
I mean, guy is an you know, he's been around forever. He knows what he's doing, you know?
Right.
I mean, every, you know, the Power Five jobs pay the best, and therefore every coach wants to get there.
But you know what? You have to remember, Scott Frost is a disciple of the Bill Belichick coaching tree. You know, you knew he
and
was
I think he'll be good. And
his
I think
pedigree, you
it's
knew
just
going to
take him some
gig.
Time. Yeah, but I just think it's going to take some time for
what
Nebraska.
I'm thinking was for him, though. I wish I would have rather seen him in the USC position. I'd have rather seen him in that seat. I think he could have thrived in the
I know you're not going to give it as a pick of the week, but
what
do you like in this Iowa-Minnesota game? Where is it at?
Is it at Iowa? It's at Iowa.
I like Iowa.
Speaking of Kirk Ferentz, I handicapped it and I looked at it, and the way I have it going is that Iowa's going to win that game. But Minnesota, I went on the fade machine with them three times this year and completely flopped miserably all three times. I finally got it right when I took them against Penn State, you know, last week. So a little bit of redemption there. I kind of just want to leave this team alone right now, though. I don't know what I'm going to get from them, Paul. I don't know what I'm going to get from Iowa. You know, it's a complete toss-up, that game. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, everybody will tell you, oh, come on, Iowa's going to get crushed. You know, Iowa stands no chance. But again, you know, like-minded people will know that football is a week-to-week game, as especially college football. You know, there's different matchups. There's different things you run into, different walls you run into. I feel like they're not going to be able to establish a ground game at all. And for Minnesota to be able to pull off another aerial attack campaign the way they did against Penn State, you're going to be asking them to do something they haven't done all year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll
see. It's a toss-up for me.
Well, you hear the music. It's the pick segment. That's where we're at, and we are here moving on, and we're talking about it from the standpoint of Kevin Reitmeier and I do our picks on the season. I'm 18-15. He's 20-13, so I'm a couple of games behind. We've got a bunch of picks. Kevin and I do this every Friday night pretty much, and then, of course, tonight we've got Anthony here, so Anthony's just going to throw in his 2 cents at the end of each pick and give us his thoughts. So are you ready, Kevin? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, there's actually a pretty good slate of games. There's a number of games between ranked opponents this weekend.
Yeah, it's not as good as last week, but better than a couple weeks ago when we had no games to pick from.
And we're going to start out with a Pittsburgh special, right? Joe Moorhead is the head coach at Mississippi State, Central Catholic's finest. 19.5, Alabama minus 19.5.
I was trying to figure out how you're going to tie Alabama.
Joe Moorhead.
Robert Foster still there?
Alabama minus 19.5 at Mississippi State. What do you got?
I like Alabama because they're going to be not real happy that they lost. And Mississippi State, Joe Moorhead's struggling mightily at Mississippi State this year.
Yeah, they're not very good. I agree. I think Alabama bounces back. Even though their defense isn't very good, this is a game I probably would bet the over. But the bottom line is I like Alabama to cover that number. They probably win by 24 or something like that. What do you got?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. It's all about if Tua is going to be 100% or not. He's their – main
they said
factor.
He might not even play.
Exactly. Well, so if you're going into that, so if you're going to look
still
at it that way,
right.
I think their receivers and the rest of their team.
Yeah,
Mac,
I think they'll be all right. All right.
I agree with you guys.
All right, so
Alabama.
Here we go. We got to keep moving this because we've got a lot of games to get to. Indiana plus 14.5 at Penn State. I think it could be a sneaky game. What do you got?
I agree. Indiana's actually been really good this season. Penn State, I don't want to say that Minnesota exposed them, but Minnesota threw the ball all over that secondary. And that's what Indiana's been doing well. I think they can keep it within 2 touchdowns.
You know what? It's going to be interesting because Penn State is also coming off a loss. And so maybe like Alabama, they're going to be angry. You look at what Indiana's done, though. I mean, they've scored a lot of points in these games. I think Penn State's defense is pretty good. I'm actually going to go with Penn State to cover the 14.5.
Yeah, Indiana leads the Big Ten right now in passing yards. They're averaging over 300. No Penix this. No, he's out. It's going to be Peyton Ramsey. I'm going to put the load on his shoulder. He's gonna have it 100%. So I'm waffling between it, but I'd say take Indiana.
All right, he likes Indiana the points. Michigan State plus 14.5 at Michigan.
Michigan State.
Jim Harbaugh hasn't done very well against Michigan State.
No,
but
Michigan State's just they're not a good football team.
Is it the end for D'Antonio this year?
It
it's
is.
Coming.
I think
it's got to be coming. But go ahead.
He's got a $4 million bonus coming in February if they decide to keep him.
Right.
So
and
I think
all the off-field stuff, everything.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I like Michigan.
Michigan? You know what? I don't like Michigan to cover 14.5 against just about anybody, and I think Michigan State is not very good. I know what Penn State did to them. It's a rivalry type thing. Jim Harbaugh struggled in these games. I'm going to actually take Michigan State in the 14.5.
Wow.
What do you got?
I don't agree with it. I'd take Michigan.
Okay.
I'd take Michigan.
Anthony likes Michigan. Tulane?
This will be a quick one.
Tulane minus 6.5. At Temple.
We know where you're going. I'm going opposite. I'll take the wave.
You know what? How am I going to pick against Temple? I never do. Every week, I don't care who they could be playing Alabama and favored by two. I would still take Temple because it's my alma mater. Tulane, I think Tulane is you know, they're just kind of average American team. And so at Temple, I think we'll take care of them. I like 6.5, absolutely.
Temple's got one of the best linebacking cores in the country right now, okay? Those single-digit numbers were earned for those boys, and I wouldn't fade them again. I would take Temple.
Okay.
I think they're going to stuff them.
Interesting game between two ranked opponents. Navy against Notre Dame. Navy plus 7.5, and it's at Notre Dame.
This number has been going way down, too. So it started, I believe it started at 9.5 or 10.
10.
10. Yeah. So, yeah, I actually – I like the 10 number, maybe, but I think I'll take Notre Dame. I think that they should beat Navy handily every year. I know they don't, but I like Notre Dame.
These games are always close. Again, if I had to my druthers or whatever you want to say, I probably would go over with this game. And if you're going to ask me to bet this game, I think I would go over. But I like Notre Dame here. I like them to win probably by 10 to 14 points. Navy will keep it close, but Notre Dame just has too much.
Notre Dame's offense is too much of a mess. Give me Navy. I'm sorry. Give me Navy in that one. That's a 45-42 game. You're right about the over.
Yeah.
But,
I like the over in that game.
Offense and defense is a mess with them right now.
Okay, here we go. The flavor of the month for everyone else, Georgia. Everyone's in love with Georgia now again, of course. Even though of all the teams that we're talking about for the playoff, they have absolutely the worst loss of them all. But anyway, Georgia.
But they got good wins.
Yeah, minus 2.5 at Auburn.
I think both these teams are vastly overrated, but I got to pick one. I'll take the home team. I'll take Auburn. Auburn, a home team getting some points, I'll take Auburn.
I actually like Auburn. Not only do I'll take the 2.5, I don't need the 2.5 because I think they're going to win the game outright. I just feel like at Auburn. But go ahead. I like Auburn to win the game. Go ahead.
Not to be the contrarian here, but George is going to handle that game. They're going to handle business in that game.
Okay.
They've already had their scare.
Okay, so he believes Georgia will.
They lost their scare, though.
I know that. They're going to be – there's nothing but blood in the water with
here, here's
game.
A game that Anthony actually talked about. Ohio State, minus 53.5 at Rutgers.
I think Ohio State covers this easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
They just put up, what, 75 or whatever against Maryland.
Against Maryland.
And Rutgers is 50 or 60 points worse than Maryland.
My question to you is if this line is 70, do you take Ohio State?
No, I don't, because at that point there's too much – I mean, there's not enough time.
Would it be 70 at the horseshoe?
Yes.
No, because it would be maybe 60.
There's no way you could set that line.
But I mean, my point is
– I'm taking Ohio State. They're going to cover 53.
Here's my thing about a 70-point line. I'll just say it like this. Okay, a 70-point line, if you could guarantee me, okay, Ohio State's going to play every possession like it's their last, meaning they're going to keep their starters.
If Ohio State
played
every possession like it was their last against Rutgers, they'd put up triple digits.
They could, yes. Anyway, I like Ohio State to cover the 53.5. Rutgers is just a mess.
There was.
They'll be chopping wood, though, soon.
Yeah, exactly. Virginia Tech minus 7.5 at Georgia Tech. Now, that's an interesting Coastal Division matchup.
I like Georgia Tech because they're the home team. They're getting more than a touchdown, and the Coastal's just a disaster. No one knows what's going to happen. So if you're getting more than a touchdown at home, I'm taking you.
I like Georgia Tech to cover the 7.5. Mm-hmm. I don't think Virginia Tech is that good. I think Virginia Tech will win, but it's going to be a close game. Georgia Tech is, yeah, they've played a lot of close games. They kind of grind you. Virginia Tech, to me, this looks like a game where Virginia Tech's going to win, but it's going to be something like 27 to 21 or something like that. What do you got?
You spin the wheel, cover your eyes, and then point. Wherever it stops, that's what you pick in the Coastal. So I would say Virginia Tech. Flip a coin. Give me Tech.
Wake Forest V-Tech. Plus 34.5 at Clemson.
Yeah, Tech just covers both of you there.
Yeah.
I take Clemson. I think this is a name your number for Clemson. Wake's going to – I think they're without their starting quarterback and their best wide receiver. I know they're without their best wide receiver, who's one of the best wide receivers in the entire ACC. So I think Clemson just rolls in this game.
34.5 is a lot. It's at Clemson, though, and I think the other part of it is Clemson is still a little bit irritated by the whole they were fifth when the first rankings come out. So I think style points matter. They tried to punch one in late against whoever they beat up last week. I like Clemson minus the 34.5.
Their quarterback's still in. Palmer's still playing, but Surratt and Scotty Washington are out. That's your number one and number two receiver. So he's got nobody
to
throw to.
Who'd you say is playing?
Their quarterback's playing.
What was his name? Because they got two that they went back and forth with.
Newman's playing.
Okay. Okay.
Newman is playing.
Okay.
But they're two. Their
I don't think
one,
it makes a difference.
Their number one and their number two receiver are gone, so does it make a difference? You're right. Still, 34.5. That's a lot. Give me Wake. Maybe they can outlast
them. Your Mountaineers. Mountaineers at Kansas State plus 14.5.
The Mountaineers got their win tonight. they're not very good. Speaking of not very good teams, I know it's a rebuild. I know it's first year for head coach Neil Brown, but they're not very good right now. Kansas State plays defense. They do just enough on offense. It's at home, a tough place to get to. I'll take Kansas State, given the more than two touchdowns.
14.5, I think West Virginia, who's not very good, they'll find a way to keep it close enough. They'll lose, but they'll probably lose something like 35-25 or, 35-24 type thing, 38-27, something like that. So I'm going to go with West Virginia to cover the 14.5.
You give me a man look, which I hope is what you're going to see, which is what I'm handicapping and hoping for. You're going to get a lot of scoring from West Virginia here. That's why I got West Virginia covering this game. I mean, you know what? They battled Baylor with the same exact game plan that I think they're going to be successful with Kansas State. How do they think I have a chance to win this game? I guess I'm crazy, though.
Well, last one, and obviously this is one of the big games of the day. Oklahoma minus 10.5 at Baylor. Baylor undefeated. What do you got?
This is the one I'm looking forward to even more than the Georgia-Auburn game. I think they'll both be competitive games. I think this will be by far the best defense that Oklahoma's faced. We'll see if they can make Jalen Hurts uncomfortable. I think that Oklahoma wins this game. I'm going to take Baylor, though, with the 10.5.
If you look at it and you look at the games that they've played, I'm having a hard time really figuring out exactly how good Baylor is. I think they're good. I think their defense is good. I think they, but boy, I mean, their non-conference schedule, Stephen F. Austin, UTSA, which is what, Texas San Antonio,
yep.
And Rice. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Hey, Larry Coker coaches
UTSA. They didn't leave the state of Texas, even if they played
Rice,
a road game.
For God's sake.
They probably played those three teams at home. But
Yeah, but everybody but plays a bunch thing. Of trash in their non-conference.
I'm gonna go,
most teams.
Not
here's
that
what
bad.
I'm going to do.
Those are three really
I'm gonna
bad
go,
teams.
I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Baylor. You know why? Baylor is coached by former Temple coach Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule.
I'm surprised it took you that long to.
I actually think Oklahoma. Go ahead.
I think that Charlie Brewer needs to have his career game here. I think Charlie had a rough one against TCU. But again, like I said, they galvanized towards the end. They rallied around each other. And they squeaked out just what they were supposed to do in Fort Worth against TCU.
How about the bad beat in that game?
The over and under?
The over and under in that game.
It was 9-9. There wasn't a touchdown scored in regulation.
And it hit the over.
Unbelievable. Well, the kid's arm goes down on 4th and 12. That's how it was. It was initially a turnover on downs, right. And they won.
Yep.
And Baylor won. And after review, the kid's forearm came down, and he still caught the ball inbounds in the end zone.
That was probably one of the worst bad beats you could have if you had the under in that game.
Oh god.
Under 9-9 at the end of regulation. I believe it was 48-40. The over-unders in the final hit it like 51 or something, right?
48.5, I thought, yeah.
In the final hit like 51 or something. That was unbelievable.
You know what, though? If you have a buyout option, like most of these places offer you, and you didn't cash out by at least even if you didn't have a cash out option, if you didn't take the live over at that point when overtime, then you'd kind of deserved what you got. You right. should have seen it coming through the looking glass.
So that's our picks. We got to get to it. We'll get back with Anthony. It's 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan on Paul Zeiss. Anthony, do you have any NFL picks for us? Usually have one
man,
or two.
NFL picks.
Usually have one or two for us.
Well, but
go ahead.
Let's see what we got here.
Well, I mean,
what's on the slate, Paul? We got to even see. You know what? It's tough for me because I'm so wrapped up in having to cover the Steelers that now that I have a off week on Sunday, or I'm technically off, I'm kind of, soaking in it. But let's see here. What do we got? Detroit. Well, if I was to make a play, remember, I'm not a big fan of the NFL, so... Tread this water lightly. I like Detroit at home, 6.5 points against
All right.
Dallas. I feel like Dallas is just, I don't know. I feel like the answer is just not there right now with Dak. Everybody wants to put him in
is
this.
Is Stafford back?
Yes. Everybody wants to put him in a, in this, pedestal where with these other elite quarterbacks, but he's just not there. He's just not that guy. He's just not making those plays. I don't think that's going to happen. Detroit's defense is really good, incidentally. Let's see. Indianapolis, -2.5 with Jacoby Brissett as a questionable. I like Indy still. Whether you got Hoyer back there, Hoying back there, Bobby Hoyer, whoever the heck you want
so
back there.
Indy -3.5?
2.5.
Indy -2.5 versus Jacksonville.
Yeah, whether you got whatever Hoyer or Hoying or Brissett, whoever you got there, that defense is going to win that game for him.
All right. Is that it then? Usually you only do two or three. So
I also like the Rams giving 6.5 to Chicago. I think the Rams are going to really bust out in this
week. Okay.
They're gonna blow the doors off.
Right.
And that's it. Keep it simple. Kiss.
Keep it simple, stupid. There you go. Those are your NFL picks of the week. You know, before I was telling you too, I like these. I like sometimes doing some of these NBA.
They're fun, aren't they? NBA games are fun, but
the
over and unders are mess you up if you haven't bet on them for a few years because they're all like they're way in the 200s.
Well, I think the thing I like the most about the NBA games is that it doesn't matter what the score is in the first three quarters.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, a great example is I had the Lakers played, I think it was the Jazz, and I had the Jazz plus 10.
Okay.
The entire game, the Lakers were up between 24 and 28. With about 6 minutes left, they were still up 23-24.
Okay.
Somehow the Jazz make a run. They get to within 8. And they decide they're going to stop fouling. Game's over the last 25 seconds. Because I'm like, all right, it's 8, now they're going to foul. Lakers will make free throws. They'll miss.
But that doesn't work in the NBA.
But they don't
like
do
that.
It in the NBA.
Yeah, they don't do
they
it like that.
They basically just at 8.
Yeah, you
and
pack it in.
And I ended up winning. I was like, I have no idea how I won that one.
In fact, a lot of times the team that's down by 8 or 10 or even 6 will just dribble the clock out themselves.
Right.
If they have the ball.
Right.
They won't even take a desperation shot. Now, I have a segment on Twitter that I do every once in a while where it's to foul or not to foul. And it's obviously college.
Right.
And, you know, because college kids bring a different mentality to it. They could be down by 15 points with 2.6 seconds left, and they're going to foul that rebounder. And it could just screw up everything for you. So,
right.
Yeah, keep an eye out for those. Because those are fun. It's always fun to watch how the spreads come down in college basketball. Are they going to foul? Won't they foul? Will they dribble the clock out?
That's the biggest thing is that foul, not foul at the end of games is – that's why I don't like college. That's why I don't like betting college.
This is what happened with Pitt and Robert Morris, if you think about it. You know, they had a 5-0 run with, what, 15 seconds left in that game?
Yeah.
You figured, oh, my God, are they going to foul?
But that's what I'm saying. In college football, college basketball, you get the fouls at the end of the game. I think it messes with the line. I just don't like it.
Oh, all the time.
I just don't like it because it's unpredictable. That's what I like about the NBA is you don't get that fouling stuff at the end.
Right.
And so, but yeah.
I like the, I like doing
I
third
actually
quarters,
bet a game last or, night. I actually bet a game last night where the home team was down every bit of 20 in the third quarter. And came all the way back and won and covered the four. You know, they won by like 9. It's just, that's the thing about the NBA. You're never out of it.
I like doing the live totals on quarter bets. For the NBA,
yeah.
A lot of times they'll dance around 55.5 to 58.5, and they'll just dance around there and dance around. And all of a sudden, the team will go on a they'll get real sluggish. They'll go on a scoring lull, both teams, and then it'll just keep dropping out 56.5, 54.5, 52.5. But you got to find the right sweet spot. You got to know when are they going to finally start scoring again. So how do you, it's a fun competition. You play with your mind because you're thinking, okay, I've seen enough basketball. This drought's going to last for so and so amount of time, and then all of a sudden, three is going to get dropped here, and one foul. You know, scoring is going to start happening. But a lot of times, it backfires in your face. In the NBA, sometimes you could have scoring droughts between two teams that could last 5 minutes. I've seen it happen. Disturbingly, I've seen it happen. Buddy Hield was responsible. He owes me about $650 for 3 blown layups on where I've lost a third quarter over and under by a half point. Yeah. Buddy Hield had point blank layups he missed.
Again, we Anthony, we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19 in the South Hills. Black Friday is not just one day, it's every day in November at Sun Chevy, overnight, low of 24. Saturday, high of 40. You know, by the way, Anthony, by Pitt losing to West Virginia winning tonight, saved Archie, you know, from Archie's, who sponsors the show, saved him a lot of money because he had a deal tonight. If Pitt won, everybody that had a ticket could go to Archie's and cash it in for a free grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, he's stealing RMU's thunder.
Well, there you go.
Half-court shot.
It wasn't
made.
RMU. It was actually the guy that owns the restaurant that made the half-court shot. Did you know that?
Yeah,
he was the owner. He was the actual owner of the restaurant.
So why wouldn't he miss on purpose? Is he insane? Good publicity, I guess,
it's
right?
It's good publicity. And here's the thing that people don't realize. Okay, so you give away a free sandwich.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
What were there, 4,000 people, 4,500 people there or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say 1,000 of them go down to the place to get their free sandwich.
Yeah, huh?
They're going to buy beer. They're going to buy this. They're going to buy it. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
you get them
course.
In the door. People that wouldn't. Okay, we got to get out of here. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.